from the Crew Podcast.
This is where the fun begins. Can you feel
it? Are the cats crews forget?
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
And keep your browser locked.
Keep your browser locked.
One way to reduce your blood pressure: listen to the Veracity Podcast.
You dey hear that gist, so.
Who's down with my G's connect? No disconnect. Are they cat crews forget?
I completely forgot that I have that intro. Oh my goodness, I miss it so much. Because damn, I'ma disconnect. No disconnect. I didn't catch Chris Point. Get, oh my goodness. That was so beautiful to have back. Hello there, welcome. My name is Veracity. They call me the energy goddess. Others call me the vibe machine, but then you can call me the cruise queen. You'll be right on point, my darling. What's up with you? How has your month been? Yeah, it's a new month. Happy new month, by the way. October is just breezing past, like pew pew pew. Have you actually noticed that this year has been really fast? Or is it just me? September was really, really fast, actually. Hey, what's up? What have you been up to? We've not been keeping in touch, and I don't like that for us, for our community, you know? Because I've not been online, just abandon me. You don't even bother to give me feedback, to reach out. Why? Please, send me a DM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just do any of it. Twitter preferably, Or you do me an email, you know, veracitypod.com@gmail.com. Do me an email. Let's talk now. We need to be keeping in touch. How far? What's up? Okay, away from that, I saw a tweet. It was really crazy. Somebody said October has taught him a lot. It was just like a few minutes into October. Like, guy, how many seconds? Can you just be calming down? What is happening with you, guy? Nigerians, we love cruise, and it's really crazy. I love that for us, but then it's really, really crazy. Anyway, today's episode, I'm asking a question because I'm at this point where I'm actually very, very confused. Not anymore though, but then I still need answers, you get. Last week of September was kind of crazy for me because I was in a place that I had to laugh at myself. Like, this cannot be me. No, this is not me. It's not possible. So what happened was that I could not even find the ginger. You know that spirit when you want to do so many things, but then you are not just in that mood to do anything. You just want to rest. And that rest, you don't have any time you want to come back from it. What do we call that state now? You are in that place, but you know you have things to do. You are supposed to be resourceful and productive with your life. But then you don't have energy. See, you are totally just not in the mood to do anything. You are just there. Does it happen to you? I want to know, or was it just me being in my feelings or what? Or was it because I didn't have a phone? I can't really place my finger on what could have been the cause of this. It was really crazy because I had a class I was supposed to finish by now. Up to now, I've never started. I just wanted to rest. I was not gingered to do anything. I've been struggling with that class for the longest time. My friend called me and said, just do it anyway. Maybe you see, just do it. That's the way to conquer the spirit of fear. We call it laziness now. I know. But then I'm asking, please help me out because I need an answer. What happened that day was not really funny. No, not like a day. It was like a week. The last week of September. It was really crazy. I wanted to do so many things, but then I just looked at it. I was like, whoa. What is this? Must I do it? Do I have to do it? Can I just take a break? And that break, I was not even sure when I was going to come back from the break. I just wanted to rest and, you know, catch my breath. Just be me, play around and not do anything productive. That was really, really crazy for me, I would say. So help me out here. Having been in that state before, what do you do when you're in that low state? You don't find the vibe to do anything. You don't find the ginger to do anything resourceful or productive. What exactly do you do? Do you go to God in prayers, or do you press your phone, or do you sleep? What exactly do you do? Do you take a walk, or you have people you talk to, or you just dance? For a vibe like me that could actually do anything to bring my ginger back. After doing all of that, I did not even find the ginger to do that thing. That's the funny part. I'm actually laughing about it now, right? Back then, I felt really, really sad. Like, this cannot be me. My vibe was there, but then I was not just... I don't know if you are getting the picture I'm trying to paint. It was really crazy. So yeah, help me out, please. Let's do this together. I need answers. So I need answers. You all have to help me out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Veracity Podcast. See your cruise queen, your vibe mistress, energy goddess. My name is Veracity. You call me the cruise queen. I've said that before, but then I just like to help myself. If I don't do it, who will? Of course you will. You hype me now. As my Padima, you're going to help me, yeah? Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
You just listened to the Veracity Podcast. To enjoy more of it, please subscribe on your preferred listening platform. You can also follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @TheVeracityPod. Don't forget to keep your browser locked.